Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Welcome again to our final segment here on Circles of Change. As I mentioned, we're going to go global. And while I'm giving a brief introduction, we're going to find Andrea Martin. She's going to be calling or catching her in overseas in Toronto, from Toronto, where she was from. So let me introduce. This is The Summer That Changed My Life, Teaching Young Actors the Art of Living. Andrea Martin was born and educated in Toronto, Canada, where she received a degree in apparel design and worked as a costume designer before moving to California. She founded a kitchen textile design business called the Gourmet Outfitters and later became the managing director of the Fritz Theater, producing several award-winning productions as well as two seasons of the annual Fritz Blitz of new plays. In 2002, Andrea moved to New York to work for Oxbridge Programs as financial director, then as executive director, developing and running programs for thousands of high school students across Europe, including Oxford and Cambridge universities, Paris, Montpellier, and Barcelona. Andrea currently resides in Oxford, England, where she teaches acting and drama to students ranging from ages 5 to 25, combining her passions for theater with her extensive experience in study abroad programs. Andrea then created the Berridge Conservatory in 2007. A fascinating program. It's a summer acting program which brings students from all over the world together with professional actors, directors, dancers, writers, filmmakers, and producers. They live and study together at the Chateau Le Mont of Piquet in Normandy, France, for weeks, and the program has received rave reviews from students, parents, and teachers alike. So with that, we bring Andrea on the line. Welcome stateside, Andrea Martin. How are you this morning?
Yes, hi.
Well, how's everything going overseas for you then?
It's going very well. Thank you very much. It's almost spring here.
Almost spring, and I know you're betwixt and between all your teaching obligations and queuing up for the Berridge Conservatory. Andrea, tell us the story of how you came to establish this organization.
Well, it's a little bit random, actually. I was in New York, and I was working in the summer programs industry, running academic programs at Oxford and Cambridge University, actually. Mm-hmm. So I had been in that world for teenagers. And previously, I'd worked as a managing director for a theater company, and I have been sort of dabbling in every aspect of theater. I trained as a costume designer. I've worked as an actor. I've produced plays. And I was leaving the job in New York. I'd gotten married, and I was moving overseas, and I had gone on holiday to this beautiful little chateau in Normandy, France, way out in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And one day I just thought, you know, I know all these amazing artists, all these actors and producers and choreographers that really need a job. So wouldn't it be great to bring all these people together with a group of adventurous kids in this really beautiful place and do a summer program?
And so you just placed a phone call to the chateau?
I certainly did.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I had met them previously because I'd stayed there on vacation. It's an English family that own the Chateau Le Mont Épinglé in just outside of Cherbourg. And they are the Berridges. That's how we got the name of the program. And they've owned the chateau for about 25 years. And they're just such lovely, kind, warm, just incredible people who have brought this property back to life through all of their love and hard work. And I just so enjoyed my time there. And I remember calling them up, and Mark Berridge, I called him up and I said, hey, how would you feel about 35 teenagers taking over your chateau for 4 weeks? And he went, sounds great.
No kidding.
Yeah, they're so adventurous. I'm very grateful to them. And actually, you know, they said to us after the very first summer, he made a very heartfelt speech. He said, you know, when we bought this place 25 years ago, we always dreamed that it would be used for something like this.
Is that right? And so you see that idea coming back and connecting. So now this is, you're planning now, is it the fifth season coming up then this summer? You're out scouting and attracting candidates. What's the typical profile of your students that attend?
We get students from every walk of life, every state, every background, every kind of school, from all levels of experience. We get kids who have never taken an acting class, who are just dying to do it and can't fit it in their high school schedule, mm-hmm. to kids. We've had kids with professional Broadway experience that have years of training and are very accomplished, and it's the full spectrum. And I think that's one of the things that makes the program really amazing. Typically, I would say the average kid that we get has a pretty solid, you know, a couple of years maybe of either private training or at the high school level, and a really kind of a rock solid interest in theater. You know, they really want to pursue it at the college level. They're quite interested in not necessarily being an actor, but in, you know, we get kids who are really interested in producing, they're interested in writing, they're interested in filmmaking, but that they really, they all are very connected by this passion for theater and film.
Well, and I was interested when you and I first had the opportunity to meet to hear about this whole concept of what you do in such a concentrated 4 weeks, that you were very clear to me to say, well, yeah, that's what it says in the brochure, but let me tell you really what happens between the lines, right? In other words, that you're really, your mission, your Andrea Marden mission is something much bigger than embedding new skills and perspectives with these young people, isn't it?
Yes, I think it is. And that, I think that's developed a lot over the years that, you know, after the first summer, it was such an incredible experience. We had the most amazing kids, and it just, the work they produced and their level of excitement, and every minute was just filled with this incredible energy. And after that first summer, the staff and I went, wow, that was lucky. You know, we really got lucky there. And then after the second summer, we were like, oh my gosh, we're kind of onto something, but we weren't quite sure what it was. And then after the third summer, we thought, right, okay, we have something really special here. And I think what it really is that, you know, that we do not teach how to act on stage. We really are teaching how to act in life, you know, and that theater is an academic discipline that teaches amazing core skills that apply to every aspect of life, you know, critical thinking, self-expression, speech and diction, emotional maturity,
discipline, all
of that stuff.
Yeah. Poise, being able to deal with stressful, unpredictable situations.
All of it, yeah. But that theater is about the human experience. So when you're acting Shakespeare or Tennessee Williams or Coen Brothers film, what you're actually learning about is being human, you know, this grappling with moral dilemmas or, you know, experiencing the pain of death or...
So the idea, of course, and you're getting young people that are ages, what, 16 to 19, somewhere in that span with?
And
so
actually even younger. Okay. Yeah, this program has gotten a reputation now that I've got, like, kids who are just turning 14, like rising eights, are begging me to come this year, so, which is really nice. And, you know, I was going to say, I think the other kind of amazing thing that we've built is that, you know, particularly for parents with younger kids, you know, who are just 14 or their high school freshmen, you know, we have one of the most nurturing, you know, supportive, safe environments you could ever imagine. I mean, it's like a parent's dream. That's mm-hmm. what I describe this program as. And especially having come from the world of these huge college residential programs where, frankly, you know, you've got 600 kids on a college residential program in a major city, and there's just no way, you know, to kind of, you know, keep track of all of them. But we've got 35 kids, you know, in the middle of nowhere in rural France. There's nowhere for them to go in this beautiful location. Like, why would they want to go anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
With quite a rigorous schedule. I mean, they are engaged from 8:30 to 9 p.m. every single day, including weekends, and very engaging and challenging work. But I think the thing that's so special is there is actually so much freedom inside all of that structure, mm-hmm. you know, and that they're in a place where all ideas are valid, where this creativity and outside-the-box thinking, they're not only encouraged, but they're actually insisted upon. It's expected of you that you're going to be thinking outside the box, and that is a freedom that they don't experience in their education or even with their peers or even in their home life, which is this complete freedom to be themselves. And that they are enough. You know, we have this wonderful teacher who's an actor, Greg Ainsworth, in Los Angeles, and he always says, you are enough. You are enough, just mm-hmm. as you are.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. Well, the aspect now, you've had graduates of your program, in other words. Now, some of your students, have they come for more than 1 year?
Oh, yeah. We get students this year. We've got several who are coming back for a third year. We've got a girl who's been with us every year who's coming back for fifth summer. But yes, I mean, I would say at least half return.
So there, I think this idea, too, you've got such across years of groups and also all these different disciplines related to the arts and different levels of expertise that I imagine you've got a lot of the students teaching other students or modeling for other students at the same time you adults are kind of facilitating that environment.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, certainly in the way that they support each other. I mean, I think that something that they've never really experienced, that it is, there's no, it's not a competitive environment. There's no competition between these kids. And they're just so, you know, nurturing and loving and encouraging with each other. And they all want to be there so badly. I think it's like nothing they've ever experienced.
Fabulous.
You know, on that level.
Tell us about your faculty. You made reference to one gentleman from California. So you really pull upon quite the community of creative souls, don't you?
Yeah, we have the most incredible faculty. They come from all over, from Los Angeles. They're all working professionals, so they're all in the industry as actors, writers, producers. They work in film. They work in television. They write their own shows. You know, they're just engaged all the time, singers, dancers, everything. And many of them, you know, as you have to be in the world of acting, are all of those things. You know, they do a little bit of everything. So we've got some who are working actors in New York, who produce television in New York. We've got some actors from L.A., we've got Dwayne Daniels, who is a series regular on a show called Veronica Mars for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. He's just an incredibly accomplished professional who's owned his own theater company, probably produced every play ever written, frankly. And we've also got staff from London, people who work with the RSC, with top drama schools here in England. We also have a girl who is a professional dancer and classical Shakespearean actor who's taught at Webster Conservatory. Yeah, so they're just incredible. But they really, it's not just their resumes. I think it's them as people.
Yeah.
You know, they're just very warm and very engaged with the kids. And we're all very close as a group. They've all been friends of mine for many years. And I think the kids see the way that we, the staff, love and support each other, and that's such a good model for them.
Absolutely. In fact, the fact that it transcends geographies and time, for sure. Well, Andrea, I mentioned in the introduction you were brought up, raised, and educated in Toronto, and then in apparel design, and then worked in costume design, then moved to California. So I would say from one part of the globe to another, Toronto, California, you know, in Europe, this whole idea of being global, working global, your advice and thoughts about that?
Yes, it's, you know, I've been very lucky, I should say, to be able to live in all these fabulous places, you know, San Diego and then New York City, and now in England, and have a lot of time and experience in Europe, which has been great. It can be very challenging, you know, particularly sort of logistically, and of course your hours are completely different because, you know, if you want to talk to, you know, potential students on the West Coast, then you're up till, you know, 8-9 o'clock at night. Yeah, so it's very unusual hours. And also, you know, sometimes I'm moving around quite a bit as well, you know what I mean, doing recruiting trips or so that can be, you know, you're sort of on the go, which can be challenging. But it just really broadens your perspective, I think, in terms of your target market and who is out there for you to potentially, you know, have as a customer or client or student, you know. And we, because I've been over here in England, we've been able to sort of access all of these kind of European schools and what they call the American International School System,
sure,
which
absolutely.
Are American kids going to school abroad.
That's right. Well, you know, and again, this fact that you may have designed your career to start out in being in fashion design, moved to costumes, found yourself in theater. So this kind of unpredictable, but at some point, though, I think pretty mindful shifts you've gone through in your own career, haven't you?
Yes. And, you know, I'm very much a person that, you know, I'm a very, like, I don't look before I leap kind of person, you know, and I just am very sort of like, yeah, I'm moving to New York with two suitcases. That sounds awesome. You know, no job, no plan in particular, but I have a definite spirit of adventure. And I think it's interesting. I used to think a lot of things that happened to me were sort of accidental, you know what I mean? But I realize now that they are very much infused with that enthusiasm and spirit of adventure, and they do make sense. You know, they do really make sense.
Well, I think the other piece of it, if you know, you've even said this idea of starting up the Berridge Conservatory in this fabulous chateau, you already knew the chateau. There was something that was pulling you in that direction. You had, as we said, invested many, many years working with student abroad type programs. So part of this was you're choosing to intersect different things in different ways. Would you say that?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. It was drawing on all of the things that I, because when I was working in summer programs, I did all the logistics. I was the executive director. Okay. So I had all these planning skills as well that I now use. You know, just the kind of minutiae of the planning is, you know, really important to be able to organize on that level. And of course, I have some financial skills as well. I've done accounting and bookkeeping. So you're right. All of that came into play. But yeah, on top of that, sort of like, these are all the skills I have, and, you know, I'm going to put it all into this, you know, really exciting new adventure. There was a kind of mysterious pull, I should say. There was this sort of just, like, feeling of, like, I don't know why this random theater program in France is going to work, but I just think it's going to work. You know, I had this really strong feeling about it. And, you know, I always say that if any entrepreneur thinks about it too much, like about the details of really running a business, they'll never do it. So you can't think about it too much.
But I think the other piece, just you explained that the fact that you and your team evolved the program, and it wasn't until like maybe year three you said, oh, wow, so this wasn't an accident. So
yes,
you're all, but
right.
I'm guessing, though, you know, all joking aside, though, you've been very mindful of where and how to turn some of the dials to take the community to a new place.
Yes, I think so. We definitely have been, in that we have always tried to be ourselves on this program and really try to bring what it is that we have to bring to the table, you know what I mean? And not, I mean, people are always asking us about, like, do you give college credit and do you do this curriculum and do you do that? And it's, we're trying to not just be in a mold, you know, not just fit, you know, do something for the sake of getting more students. We are very true to what it is that we all do as artists, as people, as professionals. And I think the kids really, really see that, you know, that we show up as we are.
Well, and I think, again, for that age group in particular, to be away from the influences of the shoulds and the shouldn'ts, the peer pressure, the expectation of wherever that might be coming from, to have that sense of freedom, particularly they've got that creative streak in them, to have that complete open, to almost be, as we would say, with their tribe.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And I think they're always shocked about, you know, how random the tribe is. You know, all these weird kids show up and they're all fabulous and amazing and, you know, so interesting and from all different walks of life. But yeah, you're exactly right. That point about being away from this pressure, because, you know, kids are under, there is so much pressure in their lives, you know, to get the perfect SAT score, to build the perfect resume for college and to get those boxes ticked. And I think that's such a danger when you fall into the ticking boxes mentality, you know, and a lot of kids feel pressure. I got to use my summer to get that college credit, you know, to just get on that college campus and say that I've been to Yale or I've been to this campus in the summer. And I think that that is a dangerous mentality because it's not really building, you know, it's things that are very important for them at that age. And one of the things is this time for personal reflection, you know,
exactly,
in a very supportive environment and things that build things like confidence and passion and individuality. And, you know, that I think is what they're really needing at this age. And that's what they find with us.
Now, I'm speaking with Andrea Marden, by the way, for those you just may have turned in. It's the Berridge Conservatory, Berridge Conservatory.com. So you are in the process right now of opening candidacy for this summer's program, Andrea?
Yes, we've been taking applications. We have yet another incredible group of kids assembling from all walks of life. We are very committed to our scholarship program. We have quite a wonderful scholarship program where a lot of our kids come on some kind of financial assistance. And to me, that's very important to have the most diverse group of kids from every kind of background.
Mm-hmm. And what are the dates of the program coming up?
We start on June 23rd, which
Great.
Is a Saturday, and we finish on the 21st of July, which is a Thursday.
Wonderful experience. Andrea, so this is year five coming up. Where do you feel the organization's now going to go beyond year five, the model you've developed?
To be honest, I mean, we would just like to do a lot more of what we're doing now. Yeah. So our dream is really to have at least two sessions of this program running, you know, back to back. That would be fantastic, where we could just do more of what we're doing, you know, because I think we're really on to something. I mean, every single kid who's ever done this program, I swear, without exception, raves about it. They just say it was the most incredible, life-changing experience they've ever had. And I think that that's, you know, that's very special. And we want to just do that more. We want to have more kids.
Yeah, I was going to say, and there's no greater calling than those of you who are giving your time to manage and organize, as well as teach and instruct a program like that, to bring these young people and youth. And then obviously build your own skills in the process, the deeper reflection mode that I imagine you need to go into, even to come up with these creative venues or recover after the fact.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the faculty say every year, you know, I mean, one of my faculty members said it so well in his final speech to the kids. He said, "I thought I came here to teach, but I really came here to learn."
Right.
You know, and we just learn so much about ourselves. And the faculty also kind of produce their own work as well during the summer. We're doing skits together, you know, in there with the kids. We're working. So the kids also get the chance to work with professional actors. And we have this wonderful, every Saturday night, we have this wonderful tradition where we call it an open performance night, where we do a three-hour evening, and anything can go on stage. You know, work they've done before, stuff that's in progress, things they've written, and the faculty get up there and share their work as well. And it's just the most incredible just place of kind of acceptance and this art being generated, you know. And one of the kids said to me, she said, "Oh, I just wish that life could be like this all the time."
Well, know, good for her. And you know what? Equipping her with that kind of headset now, you never know, she's going to turn that into it. Well, Andrea Martin, thank you so much for joining us. We've been speaking about the Berridge Conservatory, based in a wonderful chateau in Normandy, France. You can go to berridgeconservatory.com. And I love that title for this segment, "The Summer That Changed My Life, Teaching Young Actors the Art of Living," that we all could stay in such a mission. Andrea, thanks so much for joining us here on Circles of Change. Take care. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.